Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A radioactive capsule that's smaller than a 10-cent piece is missing, sparking health concerns and a major search operation. The silver cylinder vanished somewhere between a mine site north of Newman and a business in Malaga in Perth's northeast. Chief Health Officer Andy Robertson says despite being tiny, it could deliver the equivalent dosage of 10 x-rays an hour and should not be touched.
It emits both beta rays and gamma rays. If you have contact or have it close to you, you could either end up with skin damage, including skin burns, over a period of time. And if you have it long enough near you, it could cause what's known as acute radiation sickness.
If you find it, call 13 33 37. Mia Davies has announced her shock resignation as state opposition and Nationals leader. She admits there's not enough left in the tank and she'll leave politics at the next state election in 2025. Ms. Davies says she's reflected over the summer break and decided it's for the best.
I've been very upfront throughout my parliamentary career that I was determined not to be a career parliamentarian, and 17 years, I feel, is enough for me.
There are calls for more assistance to reduce soaring youth crime rates in the state's north. It follows the Prime Minister's trip to Alice Springs earlier this week to address the crime crisis there. Leaders in the Kimberley and Pilbara are now wondering if national attention and federal help could address issues in their regions. In sport, more than 40,000 fans are set to head to Optus Stadium tomorrow as the Scorchers look to book a spot in the Big Bash final. Captain Ashton Turner says playing on their home ground should provide an added boost against the Sixers.
With a lot of respect for all of them, they're all really good players in their own right, but that doesn't take away from the confidence that we have in our playing group, our ability to perform, particularly here at home.
And Stefanos Tsitsipas is through to his first Australian Open final after defeating Karen Khachanov in four sets.